It's the Big Time with Whitney Allen.
Chase Beckham's with us.
Yes.
How are you?
I'm doing really good.
Are you nervous at all with this album finally coming out?
Oh, I'm just excited. I don't have time to be nervous with it. You know, I kind of just had to get it all out and put it on a record and make it to where it sounded cool, and we'll just see what the fans think about it. It's been a long time coming, so I feel like I definitely had the chance to take some of my best stuff and put it on this record.
It sounds pretty cool. I think
I was gonna say
I think you'll like it, but I think you've probably heard it.
I do like it very much, and that, you know, I know that sounds biased, but I've definitely made music before that I did not like. So it's...
Well, let me ask you about this. It was funny last night. I rewatched your Idol audition. I mean, you had Luke at First Note. He was in. Katie said you sounded really authentic, like you drove a forklift.
Yeah.
And then you were playing in a reggae band.
Yeah.
Were you approaching this as a country artist, or were you going to just kind of find your way as you went along?
I approached it as country. I checked the country box for my genre.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah, you know, I played in, man, I think I spent so much time trying to figure out who the hell I was and what that meant and what it looked like. And it took so long to get right back to where I started, which was with country music, which is what I've always loved and always been raised on. There was a time I remember I really loved old country music and what I grew up on whenever I was a kid. You know, I was born in 96, so everything that was popular in the mid-90s to early 2000s is what I was raised on.
Right.
And a lot of that stuff it really took me back. And then I got to a point where I was just, you know, I felt like I had to adventure out, try all this different stuff, and I wanted to be a punk. I think it started with punk rock. I wanted to do punk rock, and then I wanted to do hip-hop. I wanted to be a rapper, and then I wanted to do reggae. And then I was like, maybe we'll do just more rock and roll. And after all that stuff burned out, I kind of just got back to songs. I think I heard a country song on the radio, like Alan Jackson, and it just took me back to being a little kid. And then, you know, I dove into this hole of country music and never came out of it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, your voice, I can see you doing rock, definitely. But I'm glad that you went with country, because, dude, it must be exhausting performing music that you don't really vibe with.
Yeah, it's hard to, you know, I don't think I knew what I, like I said, it took me so long to figure out who I was and really just getting back to who I was in the beginning. And that was just a simple kid from a small town. And, you know, my mom's from Oklahoma and my whole family's from Oklahoma, and they're all, you know, fresh from there whenever I was born. And yeah, we just grew up on good country music and stuff that made me feel like home. So it took me a while to figure out that that's what it was for me, you know, that it was always country music for me. And I remember the first time as an adult really like digging into old George Jones and Hank Williams Jr. and guys like Vern Gosden and listening to all these guys and listening to the steel guitar. And it did something to me.
Right.
It resonated to me in a certain way that nothing else has before. And I was like, I absolutely love this music. I don't know why I ever tried to veer away from it. And yeah, like I said, I buried myself in that hole and never came out of it. So
yeah, and you know, you got, I don't know how confident you were before Idol, because, you know, when you opened your mouth, you were really confident. I don't know how you felt on the inside, but when I was looking at this audition last night, I was looking at the comments. And one woman said, you know, that song that he just did, 23, is going to be a number one hit of country radio. This woman, just a viewer, she called it, because you're like right on the verge with 23 now, right?
Yeah. You,
I don't think anyone's ever done a song that they've written as their final song on Idol, correct?
I don't believe so, no.
And here we are.
Yeah, I think it's very crazy. It's very surreal. Honored, honestly, just to have, you know, been able to take a part of that show, let alone to win it and come off it and to start this incredible career. But, you know, especially watching this season and watching these kids audition, I've seen a lot of kids singing original songs and they're singing their own songs. And I feel like that's not something that you saw on American Idol, like, you know, 5 years ago. That wasn't something that you'd see all the time. And yeah, it just puts a smile on my face to see all these kids, you know, wanting to share their music with the world. And, you know, I think that ultimately it makes the world a better place, you know, whenever you have something to relate to, something that's so down home that it feels like it's about you.
Oh, yeah. And what you wrote was so country, because it was the truth and built on you wrote that during a terrible time. A girlfriend walked out on you, right? And she was coming back to get her stuff. And
yeah,
you wrote it when she was gone. And oh, my. And she, it didn't work. She didn't stay. It's like, dude, I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. It all panned out the way it was supposed to. And, you know, that's, you know, at the time, man, I don't even blame her for if, you know, if I was in her situation, I'd have done the same thing to me, you know, and it just, it is what it is, you know. I can't blame her for that. And that's my longtime girlfriend. You know, that's the person that I've basically always been with. And, you know, to this day, like, that's my girlfriend.
She came back after the song?
We spent a lot of time apart. We, you know, ended up not being together, but I wouldn't say she came back after the song because she definitely heard it. And, you know, I think what some people don't realize is you can cause a lot of damage, you know, in a relationship that is almost irreversible. And I definitely did a lot of that. And so I have to take my blame for that. But it all started there. And that's our story. You know, that's my story. And it's just something that we'll always look back at and remember being in that situation and where we came from. And
it sounds so romantic, but I bet it was hell, right?
Yeah, it was hard. And, you know, everybody has their, you know, there's this idea I feel like that a lot of people have about people that they hear on the radio or people that they see on TV that they've got it all figured out to some capacity. I think my first thing on the show was like, I just really screwed some stuff up. And that was, you know, my whole thing was like, I'm trying to redeem myself right now.
And that shows on the album too.
Yeah. And I felt like I got to say a lot of things. A lot of people have assumptions about me or, you know, they don't know me or, you know, and how could they? But, you know, they take what they see on the TV and that's what they think is that's it. And really there's so much more to the story. You'd be surprised how much gets edited out.
Yeah, oh, I
obviously
believe it.
Of what you see on TV.
Oh, sure.
So it's just such a small part of the story. And I feel like with this record, I got to speak a lot about things that I've had on my chest, you know, for the last few years. And man, it just feels so good to finally get this stuff off
it
my
shows.
Back. And
it's really real. It's really gritty. But it's also, there's a lot of fun in there, you know?
Yeah, there's a little bit in there. Yeah. We had to have some fun, and I didn't want to make it all of this, you know, super gritty, dark record, but that is the type of music that I tend to create, and I think that the songs that we put on there are a little edgy too, but they're fun, you know, and they're definitely a lot of fun to play live, and the fans seem like they're really reacting to them really well, so I just can't wait for them to actually get to take this music home and listen to it.
I know. Now, I know you're on, I don't know if you're still on your own tour or you're doing that, because I know you're going out with Luke Bryan, correct?
Yeah, I have a headline tour this year, so we're doing the Bad For Me tour. Everybody can get tickets for Bad For Me tour right now. Those are on my website, chasebeckham.com.
With a Y, spell Chase
yes,
correctly.
Chase with a Y, yeah. C-H-A-Y-C-E, beckham.com. But yeah, we got all the touring dates up on there right now. Everything's on sale. We got tickets for all the shows, and in the midst of that, we will go and tour with our buddy Luke, and we're going to meet up with him starting off in Canada, and that'll be great, and then coming back down to wrap up his tour with some of the shows in the States. So it's exciting to get to do mine and, you know, mix it in with Luke, and Luke has been such an advocate for me and, you know, brings me out and lets me tour and open up for him. So it's an honor every time I get to do it. So yeah, it's just really exciting year for touring, for music and everything.
Well, Chase, we're excited for you. I'm so glad we got to, you know, grab some time with you.
Yeah.
Here right before the album is coming out. You must have finally gotten into cowboy boots, did you? Because I
yeah,
know you were not.
Yeah, I did.
Oh, you
know,
you did.
Boot Barn sent me, while I was still on American Idol, Boot Barn sent me a really nice package of cowboy boots and some stuff. And that was really nice of them. And so they gave me my first actual pair. And I've worn boots before, but I never was wearing like cowboy boots, you know. So these were a little bit different for me, but I got my first pair through them. And then they've given me quite a bit of boots throughout the career. So, and I bought a ton too. And now they're pretty much my daily drivers. But I wear the same pair like every freaking day.
Right.
They just, I don't know. I when I wear tennis shoes or sneakers, I feel like I don't want to like mess them up.
Oh, sure.
And in boots,
yeah.
I'm like, let's go run in the mud. Like, I'm like, I don't care. And so typically I feel happy in boots now. So that was an adjustment for me. Probably one of the biggest changes.
Change your shoes, change your life. You know, isn't that the saying?
Yeah. I guess so. If the boot fits.
The album is Bad For Me. The release date is April 5th.
Yeah.
Listen, Chase, I'm so happy to talk to you. I'm glad you too enjoy the album. I can't wait until everyone else gets to hear it.
Thank you so much. I'm glad you listened to it. I'm glad you like it. I really appreciate it.
Chase Beckham, thank you so much, my friend. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Whitney.